New York senior senator recently visited the city of Poughkeepsie Police Station, where he referred to this year's statistics on cell phone theft.
Stealing of cell phones is a very, very serious problem. In Dutchess County, 40% of all robberies involved a cell phone theft. That's up from 32% last year. Because they are valuable and easily stolen, cell phone crime has gone up. It's called apple picking, which refers to the theft of Apple iPhones and other smartphones.
Captain Stephen Menard is with the City of Poughkeepsie Police Department.
31 stolen cell phones involved with robberies this year so far, which accounts for the same number all of last year.
To help, Schumer and the Federal Communications Commission last year announced a new effort with cell phone carriers to stem the so-called apple picking.
There's an app now. You can use a unique ID number assigned to every device, and cell phone companies have the ability to shut down a stolen phone. Last year, I called on the mobile phone companies to adopt the latest technology that enables reported stolen phones to be listed in a national registry. And the good news is that the industry agreed to do that. Starting November 30th, in a few days, that national registry will be available.
Those unique ID numbers he mentions are the International Mobile Equipment Identity numbers, and cell phone companies can permanently disable stolen phones once they are reported stolen. However, the database can only work if thieves do not tamper with these ID numbers to reactivate the phones. While praising the registry, Schumer says more needs to be done.
We are announcing new legislation that would give real teeth to our national registry by making the tampering of a cell phone ID number a federal crime. It's called the Mobile Device Theft Deterrence Act of 2013. Penalties, criminal, federal, up to 5 years for tampering with cell phones to circumvent the ban.
He says the bill has the support of the CTIA, the Wireless Association, an international nonprofit organization. It also has the support of City of Poughkeepsie Police Captain Menard, who says imposing criminal penalties would add to the efficacy of such a registry. Schumer and Menard highlighted some recent cell phone theft cases in Dutchess County. They say in June, a woman was the victim of a strong-arm robber in the Red Hook CVS parking lot, where her purse and phone were the targets. In April, police say two Poughkeepsie teenagers were arrested on College Avenue after allegedly robbing a pedestrian cell phone using a BB gun designed to look like a pistol. They cite another case from October, when they say sheriffs responded to apartments in Wappinger, where four people were arrested for allegedly breaking into cars and stealing cell phones. Schumer says cell phone theft rates should drop after the registry goes online and decline further if his legislation passes. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.